to detoxify our bodies. I had a headache for 3 years. Every time I go to the doctors, my blood pressure was normal. But when I take my blood pressure at home, it's high. I remember one Tuesday, I went to Times Square Church. It was an international prayer, and they were praying for everybody. Please listen. It's going to change your life. And we were praying for people, and I went home, and I said, God, what about me? What happened to my healing? Every day I go to work, the first thing I would look for Tylenol and Motrin for my headaches. And I sat in my couch, and God, I know it's God, he took me to Amazon Prime. There's a documentary on Amazon Prime called The Science of Fasting. It had nothing to do with religion. Scientific documentation that fasting cures diseases. Scientific proof that fasting cures diseases. And when I saw that, I went on a 3-day water fast. To for cure it in your body, it has to be at least 3 days just water. And let me tell you, at the end of that 3 days, my headaches of 3 years disappeared. And that documentary, after God showed it to me, it was on YouTube. Millions of views. I sent it to everybody I knew. The patients that I work with, I sent it to them. 3 months ago, there was a young man whose kidneys failed, and I tried to find a documentary to give it to him. Big Pharm took it down from YouTube. It cannot be found on YouTube anymore. Because it tells you, if you have a friend who is a Russian, they will tell you that there are fasting clinics that people go to fast and cure diseases, even mental illness. Scientific proof. Even people with cancer, when they fast, they get healed. But the pharmaceutical company does not want you to know this. Amen. And I said to God, how come you did not allow the doctors to diagnose me with high blood pressure? And God said, they will put you on one medication, then another medication, and another medication. And then the next thing would be their goal of kidney failure. I'm telling you, saints of God, you got to wake up. You got to stop eating processed food. Amen. Anything that has a barcode, you should not eat it. I'm telling you the truth. When I'm fasting, I have the most energy. Don't believe the lie that you need to eat to live. You can start with eliminating processed foods. You are worshipers for God. The enemy will not get most of us with lying and stealing and fornication and adultery. But the enemy will get us through the food that we eat. It's an open door. It's an open door. If you want to live to fulfill your assignment, you got to take responsibility for the food that you eat. Because every food that you eat is linked to every disease, and it's a plan of the enemy to take down the body of Christ. You must eliminate processed foods from your diet. The easiest way to remember, did God make this? And if God did not make it, you should not eat it. There are some foods, ingredients, that they put into the foods that we're eating that is banned in Europe and other countries. And yet, it is okay to put it in the food of Americans. There was a Russian doctor who was crippled with rheumatoid arthritis. That was in the documentary. And through fasting, he was totally cured. And these are people, they don't even know God, but they understand the signs of fasting. It's a natural way that God has given us to detoxify our bodies. And the pharmaceutical company has hidden it from us. So we can be addicted to medications. Do you know what pharmacy means? It's witchcraft. This is a part of giving your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Sodas, it should not be in your house. Pepsi, when a car battery is rusted, they use the Pepsi to clean the rust. It's an appeal from God to you. Start taking care of your bodies. It is God's temple. And I'm telling you tonight, because you cannot say you did not know. So now, when you did not know, there's grace and mercy. But now that you know, there's an agenda for your kidneys. I'm telling you. I work with patients who have kidney failure. I'm not a dialysis nurse, but I work with the doctors who put in the access for dialysis. I see the suffering of the patients because this is a treatment for the rest of their lives. And it all starts with the food that we eat. Your bodies is a temple of God. White flour, white salt, anything refined and processed should not be on your shopping list. You gotta make fasting a way of life for your health, for your temple. Young people, your kidneys are targeted. And it's all from the food that we eat. When I looked at that documentary, and it was taken down from YouTube, you can find maybe clips, but the whole documentary is not there anymore. There is a book called The Miracle of Fasting. That one is still available. I ask each and every person to get it. I think next year I'll buy that as gifts for everyone. the miracle of fasting. We are responsible for our health. Please, your body is God's temple, and you have that responsibility. It's a part of holiness. It's a part of holiness. I know what's out there. I've seen it. They are converting big centers waiting for dialysis patients. Billions of dollars. One procedure costs the insurance company $5,000 to $10,000. One procedure. And I'm not talking about dialysis. I'm talking about the procedure to maintain the access for dialysis. It's a great, unbelievable suffering. And God just kept reminding me, I got to deliver this message. Before we start binding and loosing, before we start blaming the witches and the wizard, you have a responsibility. Spend the extra money and buy organic as much as possible. I always tell my kids, let me spend the extra money now than to pay the doctors later. It's a warning, please. We want to be superstar worshipers. These NBA players, they're very careful what they eat. These football players, they're very careful what goes in their bodies. And like Pastor Mel said, we want to be superstar worshipers. So I'm asking you, please, continue to pray. God will give you the grace to fast. It was so hard for me, and I kept crying to God because I know the power of fasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do you still love me?
Love you more.
Praise God.
Love you more.
Hallelujah. Amen. Ow. I thank God. Hallelujah.
Ow. Let's stretch out our hands to her and just pray for her and say, God, thank you for this wisdom. Thank you for. Come on, stretch for these hands and pray. Let's pray for her. Thank you for the wisdom of God. Of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. On this mountain there shall be deliverance. We shall possess our possessions. See, God speaks to us in diverse forms. Those are words, real words, sent into your consciousness. Real words. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We're going to be calling our sister. You know, we just want to take some time to pray. Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Can we rise up? I know some of you are tired, but let's just rise up. We're going to take some time to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's rise up. Just try and just get up. We don't want to leave this mountain without praying. It's important. Prayer is the breath of the regenerated man. Your spirit survives when you. Prayer is like immunization that settles the issues before they come to be. Speak words into the atmosphere. You speak words, you begin to pray. Glory to God in the highest. Wherever you are, just open your mouth and begin to bless God. Now we want to pray for some minutes. Open your mouth and begin to bless the Lord. Open your mouth and just bless him. Open your mouth and bless him. We have praised him. We have praised him. We have sang. I'm going to call my sister to just, woman of God, to just lead us in a section of prayers. Then, you know, amen. Do we have people that have their oil? A message was sent to bring oil. Do you have your oil with you? Okay. So when she's done, we'll come, we'll bless the oil, we'll pray. We'll pray prophetically, we'll pray trusting God for a new season in your life. Amen.
Come on, let's go, intercessors. This is the hour of intercessors. When you have this time, you are an intercessor. And not everybody gets to stay in this hour. But this hour of the night, things happen around this hour. Go ahead and just begin to pray in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Walk around and let's begin to pray. The Bible says men ought to pray without ceasing. If you are a man, you must pray. If you are a human being, you must pray. Hallelujah. Go ahead and begin to pray. Walk around. Just wake up. You need to wake up because we are praying. You cannot be sleeping. Hallelujah. You cannot be weak and weary. I am a sandara bakoria baba 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 sandara bahaya. Walk around. Begin to pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. Yes, Lord. Rabba Sanda. It is a fire that causes the water to boil. It is a fire that causes the water to boil. Go ahead and begin to pray in your heavenly language. Rabba Sekende. Rabba Kasaria. Rabba Baba Rabba Sekim. Ronde Kesaria Norobosa. Rabba Sekende Reboshanda. Rama Rebo Sekende Rebosaya. Oh, Hayama Sende. Are you praying? Masakaria. Romande Rebokosa. Lika Basekende Rebosaya. God Almighty, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. 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 Hallelujah. We give you all the honor. Rama Sekende Reboshanda. We give you all the honor. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Shandara Makaria Sekere Bakoria. The Bible says sometimes when we don't even know how to pray, how we ought to pray, but the Spirit of God gives us utterance. Hayamasa. Also, Jude 1:20 says, when we speak in our heavenly language, we are edifying ourselves. You are building up muscle in prayer as you speak in your heavenly language. Are you praying? Do you have a heavenly language tonight? If you don't have one, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ramande de boha, reboko saya rabaha, rababababaraka sikara mashende, rendo saka bakaria sekende, ramande de bokoria, ora mashende de bokoria, oya masekende de bosaya, rabababa, rebobobobo, rabababa. I loose you this morning. 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 Iramasanda, rebobobosanda, yeboko sanda. The Bible says, I will pour, hallelujah, the spirit of prayer and supplication. Receive, 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 receive. Prayer is a spirit. Prayer is a spirit. There is a spirit that will cause you to pray. There is a spirit that will cause you to pray. You will not pray if that spirit of prayer is not on you. I'm telling you, you always struggle. But this morning, because you are here, in the name of Jesus, I loose you. I have a second day. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of prayer and supplication come upon you, come upon you, come upon your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the spirit of prayer and supplication rest upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. I thank God for Sister Jewel for what she was teaching us about health. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank God for that wisdom. Glory be to God. That's one way, hallelujah, that sickness will enter your body. Second way that sickness enters your body is by sin, 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 sin. It's not everyone that we are sitting with in the church now, hallelujah, is actually living the life that they claim to live. Open up your mouth and say, God, hallelujah, deliver me tonight in the name of Jesus. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. I present your body as a living sacrifice. I am a second. Sister Jewel, I had this woman of God that I was working with very closely, very scripturally, very anointed, but one day she came with a vodka in her pocket. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She came in with a vodka and just said, you know what, Pastor Marjorie, I just want to confess to you, I've been drinking. I drink, you know, I just want to be real in this place, okay? Hi, I'm praying by the spirit. She said, I want to tell you, if you see this woman, the prophetic word in her mouth, the anointing, the teaching, the singing, I could not believe it. I cried as an intercessor. I cried. But it's because of the spirit of prayer that, you know, is in me. She trusted God that she can come and we can deal with the demon. Lift up your two hands. Yeramasiya rabakoria baba baba sanda. There's a time of deliverance. God deliver us tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Reboshanda. When you are saved, you are saved. Your spirit is saved. But your flesh is still struggling with some things. Oh, are you listening to what I'm saying? You are saved your spirit because we are a tripartite being. We are body, spirit, and soul. Your soul and your spirit is always warring. Paul says, there's war in my members. What I ought to do that I should do, I'm not doing. And what I shouldn't be doing is what I find myself doing. Oh God, who shall deliver me from this? Lift up your two hands in the name of Jesus. Some of you, you're drinking in here, you're hiding, you are standing here. You know you need to get delivered. Lift up your hands. Ramandere Boshanda. We are not condemning anybody. I'm a midwife, I'm just here. Hallelujah. To push you out, Harabasanda, to break those things off you so you can be free, so you can walk in your dominion, so you can walk in power. Go ahead and lift up your hands and say, God, deliver me. Surrender, begin to surrender your secret sins. Hallelujah. Those things that we are doing in the closet, that people are not seeing. Those things that you're watching with your eyes. The Bible says, yes, David says, man, deliver me from looking at vanity. Psalm 119, verse 37. Men, they are men. They are singing and worshiping. At the end of the day, they turn on the computer, they are looking at stuff. Open your mouth and just begin to pray. The warfare is real. The warfare is real. The warfare is real. So many things that our brothers are battling with. Monday, Kosanda Rabashanda. Lema Suka Rabasanda. Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break. I break that spirit. I break that spirit. I break that spirit. In the name of Jesus. Rebokoshanda. Alcohol addiction. Break, 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 break. Drug addiction. Break, break, break. In the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us tonight. Lift up your two hands and say, God, deliver us. Bitterness, hallelujah. That is a sickness. Jesus said, I'm leaving this place. Satan is here, but there's nothing in me of him. You understand what I'm saying? He says, there's nothing, I have nothing. If you're still keeping malice, if you're keeping bitterness, the enemy has a legal right to attack you. Oma Shanda Ramasaya. Satan is a legalist. And let me tell you, he's always in the courts of heaven. He goes there all the time to talk to the Lord. Are you talking about that one? The one that sings well? But, she's a fornicator. So therefore, because she's a fornicator, I have the power and all the right to do whatever as I please. And God cannot help you. I am a sinner because he's sovereign. When he says it, he says it. What? Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Breastplate of faith. Hallelujah. Of righteousness. The shield of our faith. You gotta put it on. We gotta put it on. We can't just be shouting and shouting and shouting. Then we go back to our pornography. We shout and shout and shout. We go back to shaking. God deliver us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and say, God deliver. There's a spirit called the gluttonous spirit, the one that caused you to eat and eat and eat. That's what she was telling us, craving all this, craving all the cakes and everything. You crave it, you eat it, next thing diabetes is entering your body. God deliver us from the spirit of gluttony. In the name of Jesus. God Almighty, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Say, God, I want to be free. Oh, Lord, I want to be free. Lift up your two hands and say, God, I want to be free. In the mighty name of Jesus. God Almighty, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Why would your hand lifted? This morning, you remember what I was talking about? Remember, I was talking about the wings, right? I told you that I was going to try to say one or two things before we move on tonight again. Because I was telling you about wings. I was teaching you about wings, remember? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let me just, I just want to put this in your spirit. And when you leave this retreat, make sure that you go and study this topic of wings. Make sure that you open your Bible and try to study it, okay? For some of you that were not here this morning, I just want to recap. But, I would just go whichever way that even the ones that were here, you will still get something as well. Mark 4 and 35. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mark 4 and 35. We're going to be praying from there as well. Oh, my Shanda Rabasanda. And if you have a Bible, a regular Bible, you should mark Excuse my voice. You know, the enemy really didn't want me to come and deliver this word today. I had to really struggle to get up to come, but we give God the praise. Mark 4:35. Thank you, Jesus.